This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The modern world says, believe in yourself. One of the ex-presidents of the United States once said, yes, we can. But we should say, yes, we can't. Jesus said in John's Gospel chapter 15 and verse 5, without me, you can do nothing. This is true, and we should realize this in our lives. Apostle Paul says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What is faith? Bible defines faith in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Jesus said in John's Gospel chapter 14 and verse 1, believe in God and believe in me also. The object of our faith is God Himself. In our life, faith relates us with God. It is the means to reach out to God. We look to God for everything, for all unseen and the things which are seen, things which are known and things which are unknown, things regarding our daily life as well as our eternal life, the hidden things or the things which we cannot comprehend. We trust and look to God. We lean on God in every situation. By faith, we look to God for all the needs, physical and spiritual. He provides for us, He works for us, and also He works in us. The Word of God says again and again, repeatedly, four times, the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4, Romans chapter 1 and verse 17, Galatians chapter 3 and verse 11, and also Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 38. We are saved by faith, not by works, or not by working. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. We believe in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Our faith is not in vain, since Christ is risen and He is alive. Justification, salvation, forgiveness of sins, everlasting life is only through faith. After this, our life of faith begins. We need to live by faith. There is no life without faith. In other words, we can't live our life in this world without faith. Apostle Paul says in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Also, Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, we walk by faith, that is, we live by faith and not by sight. In this modern world, we have become self-dependent, or we depend on other people, we are self-driven, we look on materialist things, and we are driven by intellect, and we are not living by faith at all. In our daily life, faith is messy. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5, we are kept by the power of God through faith. By faith, we go forward with strength through all the problems, disappointments, failures, oppositions, physical ailments, and all the troubles in our life. How can we have this faith continually? Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Matthew's Gospel chapter 4 and verse 4, Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We live by word of God. So we live both by faith and His word. The word of God and faith go together. We see God and hear God's voice in His word. We hold on to the promises of God. In Hebrews chapter 11, we read about the great accomplishments of ordinary men and women like us. Through faith, ordinary as they were, they experienced the extraordinary power of God and were able to do extraordinary things in their lives. Faith transformed their lives and the situations. Today, you need faith in your Christian life. Probably, this is lacking. Hence, you are living in fear. You are frustrated. You are depressed. You are feeling desperate. And you are worried. You are feeling weak and lonely. You are unable to move on. Today, look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Let us run. Let us move on in our lives. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. Examine yourselves whether you are in faith. That is, whether you are living in faith. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord bless this word.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.